Do you see David Robinson sitting in the front row? You're sitting right behind him. 7'1" giant. His legs didn't even fit in the aisle. I felt bad for him sitting there as we were right behind him. And Alicia nudged me and she said, "You know, when you're eating your popcorn, don't stuff it in your face. You're probably going to be up on the Jumbotron." It's good advice. Have you ever had an all-access pass and sat in the nosebleed section before? That's pretty silly. God wants you to know this morning that you have an all-access pass in your life. You've been baptized into the family. You've been baptized into His name, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And you know, sometimes in our life, I think we act like we'd rather just sit off in the nosebleed section and kind of be distanced and that sort of thing. God comes along and says, ma'am, come on down, sit a little closer, receive my forgiveness and my love. And then when we have the forgiveness and love of Jesus, of God, that He gives through His Son, Jesus, He comes and taps us on the shoulder again and says, come a little bit further, come on down, receive my guidance and protection in life, count on it for your life, don't sit in the nosebleed section. And God, then when we're comfortable that with the protection and guidance that He gives to us, He taps us on the shoulder again and says, come a little closer. Be in my presence. Receive the body and blood of Jesus. Know my presence is with you when you pray with another believer. When two or three are gathered in my name, my presence is with you. You can have full access to me at any time, even when life is difficult. Full access. Now here at Peace Lutheran Church, we have lots of things that we do, ways in which we serve. We sometimes think when we serve, we're just performing a duty. Or we think sometimes, well, someone's got to do it. Nobody else will do it. But do you know what serving is here at the church? It's actually an opportunity to put that full access pass, to be engaged with one another, to celebrate God's love and the family that He's put together here at Peace Lutheran Church. Now, in Jesus' day, as I interpret this text, you see there were Pharisees that were acting as ushers to tap people on the shoulder to tell them, you don't have an all-access pass. You're not good enough. You haven't tithed enough. You haven't been born from the right family. You don't have the right political beliefs. You sit over there. And they'd say such things like this to people. You aren't smart enough. You aren't capable enough. Who gave you the right to do what you are doing? You shouldn't be here. And my friends, in your life, there are going to be people that make those same pronouncements to you. Maybe you've heard it this last week. Someone says, you're not smart enough. You're not capable enough. Who are you to be a person doing what you're doing? You shouldn't be here. Don't listen to those voices. As a child of God, you have an all-access pass. It's yours. Now, there's something that goes with having an all-access pass. When you have an all-access pass, you can ask anything, and it's yours. You can persist, and it happens. Children do this, don't they? They persist. You say no. Does that end it? Nope. Oh man, there's another angle or there's another parent to turn to. They persist. The story of Vesta Stout is one that I wanted to share with you this morning. I came across this story a couple weeks ago. Vesta Stout was someone who was working, she was someone who persisted in a great way. She was someone who was working in a facility in Illinois during World War II. And she is credited with the invention of duct tape. Now you're interested. You love duct tape. Vesta Stout, her job in the facility during World War II was to assemble the boxes of ammunition that would then be sent to the troops that were on the front line in the war. And when she was working, she noticed a fatal flaw in what she was putting together, her ammunition boxes. And it was this: as they assembled the boxes, they covered the boxes with paper, and then there was a paper tab that would open the boxes to access the ammunition. Now, what was the flaw with that in World War II? The flaw was, if the paper got wet, paper would go in and affect the ammunition, and when the troops would pull out the ammunition, it wouldn't work. It was a problem. Now, a lot of soldiers in World War II came up with a solution to this. They actually dipped the boxes in wax so that they could keep the water out. There was a problem with that, too. You see, the problem was sometimes it was really hard to get the wax off, and you needed to get to the ammunition quickly. That was the problem.